From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Saudi Arabia will face, in his words, divine revenge because of its execution Saturday of Sheikh Nimra Nimra, a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
The Saudi news channel Al-Akhbariya read the names of the 47 men executed, most of whom were alleged Sunni militants. Saudi Interior Ministry spokesman Mansour Ben Turki insisted that the executions were justified and that they were carried out in accordance with accepted practices. He says that 43 of the executed men had blood on their hands and that they were executed in the presence of witnesses, including a doctor. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United States on Saturday criticized Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. State Department spokesperson John Kirby said the U.S. is disappointed. Last month, the vote county of the country voted in a referendum to change the Constitution to allow Kagame to run for more terms, his current term ending in 2017. New changes allow the 58-year-old president to run for terms which would keep him in office through until 2034. Obama administration says it needs more time before it can move to impose new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Thursday ordered his defense ministers to expand Iran's program in defiance of the threats of new U.S. sanctions. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israeli police on Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people, wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashat Humilim, an Israeli Arab, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. It's unclear if the shooting is tied to the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. One woman in Tel Aviv told reporters, these are tough times.
It's very scary because it's happened all over the world.
Almost all daily wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and vehicular attacks have killed 21 Israelis in recent months. More than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. Indian security forces working to secure an Air Force base near the country's border with Pakistan that was the target of a deadly attack Saturday. Officials say 10 people were killed in the 15-hour battle, including six Indian guards and four suspected militants.
Pakistan is our Padoshi country. We want to go.
India's Interior Minister Rajat Nath Singh said Pakistan is our neighbor and we want peaceful relations, not just with Pakistan, but with all of neighboring nations. He said we also want peace, but any militant attack on India will get a befitting response from India. This attack comes a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a historic visit to Pakistan to meet Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The visit was seen as a potential sign of thawing relations between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. The Taliban claims it gained control of about 10% of Afghanistan during the past year and says it still holds most of that captured territory, Taliban claiming to control 34 of nearly 400 districts across Afghanistan and more than half of the country's provinces. Afghan and Western security officials quoted in the U.S. media estimate the Taliban's influence was even greater. Afghan government spokesman declined to discuss the Taliban claims in detail when he met with reporters in Kabul. In the U.S., an armed militia group has seized control of a federal government facility in a remote area of the state of Oregon. The group broke into the headquarters of a wildlife refuge after staging a march to protest the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned land. Both had served time in jail, but a federal judge recently ruled that jail terms were too short and ordered them back to prison to serve at least four extra years, beginning on Monday. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.